But O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, if you're here on O'Reilly Auto Parts, it's the ad break. Oh, there's a boom. If you want a break from the ads, click here for Spotify Premium. Now only $9.99, but for students, $5.99. Click here.
It's six now. It's really
I pay for my premium.
I think the best one is... Have you or a loved one experienced any trauma from a transvaginal mesh? Or have you or a loved one been affected by mesothelioma? You may be entitled to compensation. Please call 1-800-WE-DON'T-GIVE-A-FUCK.
No, or Gruber Law Offices. One call.
Hubie and Abraham.
For real. In the arms of the angel.
I just want to say y'all should have a Spotify ad. Y'all should have the Sarah McLachlan in the arms of the angel, and you definitely should have Education Connection.
Yes.
Because you're taking your classes online and getting your degree on your own time.
Oh, God. Oh, sometimes I miss, like, watching TV, like, with commercials. I'm glad that I can either fast forward or click next or just walk away.
I think the best commercials is when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's fully, like, buy Celine Dion's best hits.
That was the old, like, MTV. Yeah,
for real.
Way before y'all's generation.
Or, like, everyone were, like, falling asleep on the couch, like, watching HBO movies. And, like, you'd wake up in the porn.
The skin of it.
And you're, like, I'd wake up, I'm, like, what the fuck? I mean, I was, like, I was older, so I already knew what sex was.
So I had the most unrelatable experience with TV. So this got me thinking.
I was like, what? How?
But because I grew up pretty sheltered. And so we didn't have, like, TV. So, like, we didn't have, like, cable growing up. We had a satellite to our house that streamed to our Bible college's, like, TV network. And we could get a few stations off of it. Like, we get, like, bootleg, like, I don't know how it worked. But we'd be watching, like, Paw Patrol.
Did you get PBS Kids?
No, we didn't get that. We got Kubo.
What? Was it Babar the elephant? Yes.
So we'd fall asleep to, like, Kubo and stuff, and then wake up, and it would flip over to, like, a recording from this, like, Bible college where they're talking about, like, geometry, like, fully a geometry class going on right now.
Oh, my God.
It was wild and unrelatable.
I can't.
But if anyone, knows BJU Bible College, look it up. BJU. People end up finding up being gay.
I was gonna say
blowjob, the forest quiet.
Can I enroll in the school? I did say
there was no cute teachers. Well, there was, like, kind of, like, I think she was a closeted lesbian. In this is a deep pod reference. In one of our, like, discussions, I was talking about a lady that's my geometry teacher. I think she's geometry. I may have forgotten that part. But she was, like, a part-time truck driver, too. Oh. So she'd, like, teach, and then after class, she'd go and truck drive.
So she was a lesbian.
She was fully lesbian, and she was a horrible educator. I do not think she got her degree from a legitimate source, because I learned nothing from her.
Did she graduate through Education Connection?
She was bad, but if you're listening to this, no hate. Hate the sin, love the sinner.
She's now in Germany. She's the 1%.
Yeah.
Somehow in there, we'll get our intro.
No. We'll start right now. Right. Okay, I'll start in 3, 2, 1. Can I get the projector up going?
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Hello, America. Okay.
She's high. I'm not. I'm sober. I'm just...
Exhausted. You're just giggly.
I'm just exhausted.
No, I'm just giggly. I'm very tired, too. Yeah. All right.
When you're booked and busy.
All right. I said hello. All right. Hello. Hello, and welcome to the pod. My name is She's a Her.
And I'm Latina MV.
And today we have a special guest joining us. We've wanted her for a long time.
Anya K. Thundercat.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be on the pod.
Yeah.
You're not a stranger to the pods, because you were on another podcast, mm-hmm. right?
I was on another podcast. I was on Unpack That.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, and they're from Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Period. Shout out to you guys. Hello.
Yeah, my ex was on that.
Oh.
Definitely not a stranger. I think I'm a little too familiar with the art of drag. Maybe I should become a stranger.
Mm. Ooh, no. I think that you should keep going. You know, you're full force. You actually just competed in Roscoe's talent show. What is that competition show called? just a little
Yes, I placed third in Roscoe's Best Friends Drag Race competition show. Period. Pageant, Miss Continental Cheeseburger Happy Meal. Yes, okay. I placed third. It was a very, very fun experience. And I got paid. So that makes it worth the while.
Yeah, absolutely. We loved.
You looked and sounded great. Like, amazing. You looked stunning.
I, like, just swiped and looked up and didn't listen.
I believe you.
Just kidding.
I believe you.
Great. Yes, I gave you the Anya moment and the Anya treatment.
Yeah, where you just, like, you're not really listening. And then you're just like, oh, that's cute. Click.
Literally me. No. Oh. I'm kidding. You are so talented, and I hate that about you, because, bitch, save some talent for the rest of us. I'm kidding. No. Keep doing what you're doing, because, honestly, I'm so proud of you.
Yes. Like, that's why we're even more excited to, like, have you on here, because we can't wait to hear your thoughts and, like, opinions on the girls that are on this season of Drag Race. And...
Well, I hope the audience is ready, because I do have a lot of thoughts.
Good. I'm so excited.
Girl, I know. I've read your Facebook statuses when you're not banned, and your Insta lives, I live for them, you know. I know that you are very opinionated, and I love that. That's my favorite part about you.
So. I just want to say shout out to Instagram for never putting me in Instagram County Jail like Facebook does. Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, fuck you.
Okay, how do you feel about...
Yeah, how do you feel about the time change?
I feel like... And this is kind of controversial for me, because I, like, growing up was, like, a Todrick Hall stan. Like, went to his concerts, watched him on YouTube. But then I was like, okay...
Can,
like,
you edit this out?
Let me finish. So, to find out that he is not, I don't want to say he's not a good person, but he's made some really, like, shitty choices, especially involving other people of our community, like, not paying them. So I'm like, if they really gave Todrick the boot, this show would be successful. And I think that's the reason why it's tanking. And then also, why would you sit here and cast 16 queens and then think that you're going to be able to edit it down to 45 minutes?
Yeah, it's that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if they would have had the longer episodes, and then they're like, okay, we're halfway through the competition, and we need to, like, get it done. Mm. I'm like, okay, maybe 45 minutes would be acceptable for, like, you know, top 8 or top 6,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, you have 16 people, and, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't understand why MTV did that.
Yeah. I don't know either. I mean, our listeners are going to hear this. We have, like, changed kind of our formatting for how we do our pods because of the time constraint. It doesn't, because of the speed of it, having 13 seconds to react to someone's runway, it's just too fast to be able to take that in. So for our listeners, if you don't hear the TV as much in the background, that's because we're kind of going to more of a traditional method of reviewing Drag Race, but we're also going to watch lip syncs and the challenges for y'all and any, like, drama parts and stuff. But we just want more time to give our actual thoughts and stuff, besides saying, like, liked it, cool.
That was,
like,
gross.
We want to kind of, I think we owe it to our listeners to digest and learn about the runways, and also that's a way for them to even learn about our fashion taste. Like, clearly, I have bad fashion taste because I love Selena's of last week.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new co-host. <Just kidding. laughs> No.
Not this.
Yeah, I kind of miss the mini challenges, to be honest.
You too.
I thought they were fun. I mean, some of them were, like, really out there, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are they doing? But they were fun. I think they were, like, a good, like, little personality test.
Yeah.
To kind of, like, get them loosened up so then they can, like, break out of that, like, little, like, kind of an icebreaker. So then they're ready for, like, the next challenge. Because I think that's needed. I definitely need some time to warm up.
I think that the mini challenges really is the part of the episode that, like, really, like, that's where, like, the charisma comes into play. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they're like, okay, well, we're going to tell you, you have, like, 3 minutes to get into drag. And you better be pretty, because if you're not and I can clock you on the street, then I'm going to shoot you with a gun. So it's just, like, I feel that doing the mini challenge is not really about, like, the challenge at hand. It's just about being charismatic.
That part, yeah.
And then also, like, that is an icebreaker for the actual challenge, whether it's, like, an acting challenge. If you already sit here and you get kind of shaken up, then you're able to kind of, like, okay, well, this is not really serious. I just have to have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, because last episode, I don't know, it was just all over the place. That's why I was kind of nervous, or was nervous, to watch the Snatch Game, just because, I don't know, I see a lot of look queens, and usually, like, when you're a look queen, you're not really, like, a personality.
Personality no. queen comedy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of this episode, let's get into it. So, we started off the episode with just the announcement that a Snatch Game, no rating challenge or anything.
Yeah.
That was odd. Do we think the rating challenge aired this episode and they cut it? Like they did season 12, or do we think it's coming later when they have less girls?
I feel like it might be later.
Yeah, I hope. Well, I hope it's later. Because I like the reading challenge. Like, this is my favorite part.
Yeah. I also think this cast seems like good readers, so I don't know why they would cut it.
Yeah,
if it
they
was
all
good.
Think Shady Boots. Yeah. For sure.
Like, if they were so worried about Snatch Game, not having enough time for Snatch Game, why wouldn't you do, like, two parts to Snatch Game, like two episodes of Snatch Game.
Yeah.
And like do group one, so you do the reading challenge, group one does their Snatch Game, then has like their lip sync, and then the next episode is the other group Snatch Game lip sync, and that way you almost have like two eliminations, but still two episodes.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think there's other ways to do it.
I definitely think that it was too early, and like the people that I've talked to that are like drag race fans have also agreed that they think it's kind of early. It was just kind of, like, it was a lot. I kind of didn't, like, because I think a couple people could have, like, bounced off each other a little bit better.
Let's go ahead and go around the room and say who we think the top three of Snatch Game would be. So, we're going to pretend we haven't seen the episode. Going in, who did you think the top three would be? And who did you think the weakest three would be?
Going into the Snatch Game, the people I thought that were going to be at the top, I would say I thought Selena was going to be at the top.
Mm.
Because she's, like, loud and, like, charismatic. So I felt like she could probably use those attributes to bring out, like, a funny Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bianca Del Rio when she did Judge Judy. You know, she was, like, Officer Byrne. Or, like, you know, kind of, like, yelling at the other girls. But it was still funny and impactful.
Yeah.
So I thought Selena. In my mind, I was like, okay, Mistress, too, because I know Mistress is quick on her feet like myself. And, okay. like, during Snatch Game, you have to kind of, like, be able to volley.
Yes.
And not think about it too much.
Yeah.
And then I would say the last one I thought was going to be at the top was Lucy LaDuca.
Okay.
But that's because she had, the episode before, had just did, like, her dolly. And yeah. she had did a really good impersonation, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's, like, good at impersonating.
She's an impersonation girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's who I kind of thought was going to be at the top.
Okay.
I also agree. I think those were my top three. Looking back, I had, like, high expectations for all of them. For my low, that's where I was, like... I don't know.
It literally could have went anywhere.
Yeah, it was.
I just know there was anyone that someone was like, oh, it would be kind of weak.
But I think Aura was for sure, like, my, like, dead set, like, bottom. I was like, I don't see anything from her. Like, she's not giving me what I thought she was going to give me, like, what she hyped herself up to give me. And honestly, I was kind of, I'm expecting a lot of the twins just because, like, they're content creators. So, like, you think that on the top of their head, like, you know, they've created so many TikToks, like, there has to be some, like, little joke that they, like, can just throw out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they have a list of things, of content.
Yeah.
In my mind, I think that they do. And, I don't know. What's her name? the one that's been in the bottom.
Amethyst.
I was kind of, I think she's my bottom too.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because she hasn't been doing so hot, and like her sense of humor, I just
hasn't
don't really,
been connecting with the judges.
Yeah,
it seems.
I just don't really see her doing more than what she's done already.
Yeah, I would have to say my top three would probably have been Lucy, and I would have said Marsha, just because she's a theater kid, and I just feel like she would know her way around like a character, at least, and the impersonation would be down. And then I would have said Selena, but I didn't really think she was going to be. Oh, Amethyst. I thought Amethyst would actually do kind of good this episode, so.
If they would have split this up and made, like, it'd be like a group one and group two, the bottoms would have been totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I felt like if they would have split it up, it would have been, like, season 11 where they did, like, a six-way lip sync.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, the twins were bad.
Yes.
Aura was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They probably could have thrown Robin in the bottom two.
Yeah.
As well. Oh, and Selena.
Yeah.
I feel like if it would have been like a judge separately, then it could have been like these girls did bad in this group, so they're the bottom, and then these girls did awful in this group.
But before we get into the episode, I know we've talked a little bit about who we would do for Drag Race or for Snatch Game, but
okay.
Who would you do for Snatch Game, Miss Anya?
I would do... I feel like the one... there's two that I feel like I could really make really funny. I feel like I could... Nobody's ever done Tyler Perry as Nadia. So I've, like, dressed up like that before.
Yeah.
But then the one that is, like, the one I want to do is, like, I want to do Regina Hall, but specifically as Brenda from Scary Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Her freaking scene in the movie theater. Oh, that scarred me. That's my favorite part. I'm not really good at impersonations.
We can tell.
Yeah. I would be at the bottom.
Who would you do?
I think we talked a little bit about this, and I think I would play it on, like, the safer side, just because I would just, yeah.
So you would do Yolanda Salvador.
Oh my god.
Stupid. Honestly, that doesn't seem like a bad idea. I'm gonna put that in my notes.
You should.
No, I said I'd probably want to do, like, Selena Gomez or something. You know, because she's not a big personality, so, like, I feel like I could just, like, volley back and forth. Because I think I'm kind of witty and, like, weird conversation.
But what, like, if you did, like, Selena Gomez, but, like, Selena, but you're dressed as, like, half Selena, half Gomez from, like, the Addams Family.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
How can I make that work? Oh, no.
I think made it work.
Yeah.
You can do it.
They ask you a question. So, Selena, how do you feel about
this?
You just say... You just answer in snaps.
Or is thinking obsessed. Maybe George Lopez.
Okay.
Because I kind of have the head for it.
And the body.
Not the body, bitch. Remember once I told him that, like, Anya just reads me and,
so
like,
quick.
Everybody. Yeah, everyone took felt, and here I am.
Chopped right away.
For real. She murdered me in the reading challenge already.
Out.
Who would you do?
I would do Amy from Amy's Baking Company from Kitchen Nightmares.
Yep.
I would do HRH.
You mentioned that before, and I don't know who that was. I think
She's an awful human being, but really just, like, she's, like, kind of a more aggressively mentally ill version of Trish Paytas. If Trish Paytas had an anger issue, that's HRH. So. Yes. And then the other one I would love to do is another kind of, like, deep dive. She's, like, big on TikTok, is that vegan teacher. And she, like, reviews, like, she's, like, a toxic vegan, but she reviews other people and gives them, like, axes if they don't talk about veganism.
I feel like a great Snatch Game choice for you, and nobody has done this, you should do Super Nanny.
Oh,
that would be.
Oh my god!
I don't think I've watched enough Super Nanny to know.
I feel like the two you could kill would be Super Nanny or Miranda Sings.
Miranda I never grew sings. Up with more, oh my Miranda God, Sings.
She's about on her. YouTube, and yeah. she, like, I feel like you can embody her, because all she is just, like, she's a theater kid, but, like, she's just being annoying, and okay. she overdraws this red clown lipstick.
That's disgusting.
She's like, oh my God, it's me, Miranda. Oh my God,
I love that.
And she, Ooh. Like, tries to sing. Well, she can sing, because she's, like, a theater kid, but, like, her character is, like, Miranda's just, like, this, like, annoying white girl.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take... She's, check that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I remember her. I remember watching her. She's...
Lea Michele. Oh, I cannot yeah. believe no one's done her. Like, she's easy to do. Do her as, like, kind of like her Glee character, but not fully her Glee character. I mean, where she's
fully
like,
is her Glee character.
Where she's
character.
Kind of just a raging bitch, but then also, like, she can't read her own card. So she's, like, it's all these, like, typed out printed cards that, like, she looked like she came prepped with that, like... Her cast, or, like, directors had already, like, sent her pre-typed. Yes. And she's memorized the lines.
I miss Lea Michele's, like, Glee character's fashion. I liked it.
Glee, low-key, was, like, helped me navigate as, like, a super, like, sheltered gay kid. That's the only, like, knowledge I had of, like, gay people until I, like, went to college. And I just found it really interesting that the gay person I directed toward was not, like, who you think people were, like, Finn, or who was the other? No, not, I don't remember their names. I don't
Kurt,
them.
Kurt was Kurt, the gay yeah. one, and then Blaine.
But it was like Santana was the one that I was like, saw myself looking a lot
I
in. And it was like,
Santana.
I could go on a whole, like, maybe we'll have a special podcast of like Jesus thoughts on Santana, like how I believe, like, I could do a deep dive into her storyline and how it's like very realistic and how like queer women are often like underrepresented in like. LGBT like movies and television shows, but how all gay men love like female rage, but so it's a more relatable character than people think because she's like a woman, which gay people kind of relate to women in, at least in like, I don't know, I always did in like a very like straight dominated media. I always like saw myself as like female, like, I don't know,
right? You ate that. But, I feel like me and Latina are just like, wow, we're at Jesus TED Talk right now.
I was like, this is Jesus TED Talk.
And you're sitting in front row wearing Obama Biden shirt.
this shirt's older than you.
She's oh a care 2023.
Oh my God. No, I love
That's
Santana.
That's a game Bendy strike.
Wait, hold on. I know who I would want to be for Sanj Game. Hold on. I feel like I could do a nasty Terry Joe.
Who?
Yes. Terry. Okay, we are showing you Terry Joe after. Okay. Terry Joe
is like an internet troll, and fully has like on a nightgown. And then Terry just, like, I'm just so tired of these goddamn homosexuals.
Do and yourself like a little frame of like TikTok.
Yeah, just like, and she has on like a nightgown, and she's like, I'm a Christian woman. She said, you's a homosexual.
I'm not culture.
But she is going to be done. Because I feel like she's very easy to do. Because you can do like the, like that, the off screen. Like,
you just go off
dive. Like,
you know, who would be fun to do? Tanisha Thompson from Bad Girls Club.
Tanisha Thomas?
Thomas. What did I say, Thompson?
Thompson. I think you were thinking of Kenan Thompson.
He would be fun too.
What was Terry Jones' read of Bob?
Oh, what does like, Bob stand for?
It was like bald.
Bald old bitch.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
She's had Madonna on. She had Madonna did poppers with her. That's yes. where that meme of Madonna doing poppers came from.
She had Madonna. She Before had Z-Way.
She had James
And Z-Way was like, yeah. Oh. So Z-Way was like, yeah, I feel as though you as a Christian white man is disenfranchised because Terry Joe is black. But Terry Joe plays like this, like very like Christian Southern white woman.
Mm. That's literally me.
That's me when I decide to hate the gays and eat at Chick-fil-A.
Only.
I'm like, I've had enough.
Me, fuck their rights. Can I have a jalapeno?
They are aggressively friendly there. I don't like it. Like, it's not the gay shit. It's aggressively, can I help? Or what's their line when they're done, like, helping you? It's so Midwestern.
Oh,
so
no, I drive
gross.
Away.
I hate it. Like, there was, like, Or is there anything I can not anything I can help you with? It's very like Chick-fil-A line. I don't like it. Like, just give me my food and peace out. Like, be like the people at Culver's where they're just like, throw it in your window.
No, Chick-fil-A, like, fully, they'll ask, they'll tell you to have a great day. They're like, do you need your oil changed? Do you want to talk to a therapist provided by Chick-fil-A? Like, they're like, they'll tell you the weather. They'll hand you an extra phone charger if you need it. They'll give you the shirt off of their back.
Oh. Ooh. One of them is really, really, really hot, and I wish he would leave his pants at my house.
Well, I think there's always, like, those, like, closeted gays that work at Chick-fil-A that are hot. It's kind of like the Mormon porn thing. That's, like, could make it evangelical Baptist, but at Chick-fil-A. Instead of at the temple or at the father's house.
It's like when the Mormons...
The Chick-fil-A is the temple. They're closed on Sundays.
It's like when the Mormons, like, follow you on Facebook, fully knowing you're a drag queen.
Yeah. Yes. And they're like, do you have a moment? And like, no.
And I'm like, yeah, what you want to talk about?
Either fuck me or leave me alone.
I fully told one of them, I said, come to my show and I'll hear you out for how however long my show was. Which I think is, like, really fair. Like, that show was, like, an hour and a half long. I was like, I will listen to your ass for an hour and a half long. And they didn't show up. Which is smart on their part, because I wasn't going to listen to them.
After they tipped you?
Nope, I was fully going to go to the bar and be like, alright, I'm going to go do shots of Milagro, whatever you're doing, do it now, while I am coherent.
You're literally going to drink yourself underneath the bar while they're telling you about the Savior and how he's coming back.
And I'm not a Christian, so I'll lie. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll hear you out. And I'll be like, no.
I'm a Christian, and I'll be like, I knew that. Knew that. Why do you think
I'm on knees every Sunday morning? Praying to the Lord.
No, you're on your knees every Sunday morning.
Guys, this is a new year, new me, okay? Ugh. I only have like four.
Same.
Four regulars. Just kidding.
Lord.
This podcast is going to make me sound like I'm the biggest slut in America.
The biggest slut
and
ever.
And I'm over here like, I haven't had any... Penetration and
penetration season 5. Mama. Wow, it's been 10 seasons without any penetration.
Gag. Right. Yeah. Well, do we want to get into this snatch game?
You look great.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
And you may remember,
even though Rue never really was the type to like rewear the same look twice.
Yeah.
But I like that she wore this.
Are you ready to meet our stars?
I know it's
you are. First up, fashion guru Tim Gunn is here. What are the fashion trends we should be looking out for?
I mean, the only fashion trends that I'm looking out for this season are some speedos over there, if you know what I mean.
She got the voice down when she's... Marsha's in character, definitely.
Next up,
scandalous.
New York nightlife superstar, Amanda Lepore.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was answering with my other pair of lips.
Now, it's the gag is she actually sounds... That's how Amanda Lepore talks.
Yeah.
Santana.
You call me your gummy today.
Gummy, what does that mean?
Self-explanatory, no teeth.
Up next,
I love those nails. The red nails that stuck on them.
Hey, Rapport. I can see a fellow lesbian in a suit. You look sharp.
Next up, we have Chef Gordon.
I was kind of surprised that they had, like, the pit crew.
Yeah.
Like, be, like, the judges.
I know. I was like, where's the budget? Come on, MTV.
I know. That was
also, Anitra is the only one to do, like, a take on an actual person and not the real person.
Yeah.
Down to Real Housewife Karen Huger. Hello, Karen. What are you spending those millions on?
I mean, my marriage is an institution and I have to keep my husband happy, so it's real tight down here.
Oh, are you spending the money on fashionable rejuvenation?
I haven't watched this iteration of Real Housewives. I haven't made my way over to it yet.
Real Housewives of Potomac is actually very, very good. Karen, okay. And the thing with Robin's portrayal, she did a really good job of, like, her impersonation of, like, looking like Karen.
Okay.
But it's like... Karen is like the NeNe Leakes of Potomac.
Okay.
Like, she, like, reads the girls down. So okay. It's just, like, there's so much that she could have done.
Yeah.
Blasphemous, sweetheart.
You're right, it is blasphemous, isn't it?
Oh my god, her physical mannerisms are just killing me.
Yes. Very much ready, yes. Also, what's her name looks good. Like, Selena looks good in the part of Mary. Like, she looks like Mary really well. It tastes like
blank. I think Bruno looks the best.
Okay.
But that's just my one opinion.
Who's that disgusting? You've got a match. What say you, Tim Gunn? Well, I'm familiar with the work of Candy Muse. Yeah. Candy Muse is eccentric but sassy, professional but profound. I think this would be Anita. Most importantly, Anita. She has a pretty floppy lisp.
Okay. Not a match for you, Bruno. We're looking for Candy Muse. Gorgeous. Were you a Project Runway?
Yeah. I watched it, but I don't know. I was more America's Next Top Model. That's kind of like
where you at?
Because you had your Project Runway Girls, and then you had your America's Next Top Model, and I feel like that was the precursor before Drag Race for me.
Yeah. I was a Project Runway girl. Well,
I've seen both, but mostly America's Next Top Model.
Actually, to be honest, I was more of a Tila Tequila kind of girl. Did you ever watch that? Tila Tequila.
Oh, Tila.
Shout out Love. Actually, I would do her, but she's kind of problematic, so maybe not. She got canceled.
You know how some people do Beyonce for Snatch Game? I wouldn't do Beyonce. I would do Hottie from Flavor of Love. A lot of people tell me I remind them of Beyonce.
She's Beyonce. Get the Bianca Del Rio voiceover. Okay, I'm done playing. Let's go to the next bitch. Okay, all right. Coming up next, Karen from The Housewives. We're looking for Candy Muse.
I'm ready for my lunch break, so I just go ham hocks.
I'm just surprised that you would come up with something like ham hocks. You know, a refined woman like yourself.
Darling, I live in Potomac. I'm the Grand Dame, but I am from Surrey County. I grew up on a farm.
Well, not a match. Let's go down to the Virgin Mary. Are you familiar with Candy Muse?
She's a sinner, correct?
Yes, she is.
Yes, okay. And I said the devil.
They taste like the devil. Okay.
Honey, a word of advice. A devil's in a raw edge.
You mean the details, right?
No, look at those sleeves, honey.
Oh my god.
I'm so proud.
I'm so sorry. Everyone will give over me.
Oh, wait.
You did it to me.
It wasn't me. Do we need to call a paramedic?
No,
for you?
I think I can handle it. I'm a prey. If you could just excuse me.
But she didn't even know she was pregnant. So Bruno,
yeah,
I can't believe none of the other people bantered with that. That seems like a really easy thing to banter with.
Yeah, but it's kind of like over the top, and like it was like
I would have made a 16 and pregnant joke.
Yeah.
Like break the fourth wall and be like, available on MTV. You know, like
she's even starting to vote. I love it. Let's start with Amanda.
Well, I would have to say that I don't really know much about Miss Michelle Visage, but my hair looks fierce.
Yes, it does.
It does, right?
It really, really does. Not a match. You say
oh, I just noticed that she has, like, those little cheeks.
Yeah, the prosthetics.
Yeah.
She was caught silly sitting on the left side. Rosie O'Donnell.
I know. Can't help it. Winner.
Yes.
She told me she was replaced by a bitch named Merle Ginsburg. I can't help you, but I gotta be honest. Like the big knockers.
She made a work designer.
Yeah, she did. Saucy, what say you?
I said walking like a dog.
Walking like a dog. She's even started to walk like a dog on the left side of the street.
Period. I can never keep up with these trends. I thought we were walking the duck. Now we're walking the dog.
Mary, what say you?
I said Kegels for what I've been doing on this whole time to get this baby out of me.
Yeah, I can see where, like you said, like,
yeah.
She's not giving us levels.
No. Sure. It's like manic flailing. A freak from down the
street. I don't know if RuPaul feeling this. You better pray to God. He don't come for you.
Oh, that buzzer means that round one is over.
Okay, so who do you guys think are in the bottom for this? for this group, like if we were going to be splitting it up.
Okay, so if I had to say if there was a top two.
And bottom two.
If there was a top two, it would be Marsha and it would be Mistress.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then if there was anybody who would be safe, I think it would probably be Anitra and probably Lux. And Saucy Santana, because it was just like...
Yeah, she was very character and had the look down.
She had the look down. Malaysia definitely looked like Saucy. Like, that's how Saucy looks.
Yeah. Real. So, yeah.
Look was down, and I feel like if it had to be a bottom two, it probably would be Robin and Selena.
Yeah.
I agree. From this group. Exactly with that.
I didn't really know the character that Robin was playing, and then after you said... that she's kind of like the NeNe Leakes. I do not get that energy. I was like, this is kind of boring.
She seems kind of like more like, I don't know.
She kind of gave me like Michelle Obama energy. Like she's very poised, like very like.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Girl, get raunchy. Like,
I think the thing that with Robin is that she did the research and like everything she said, like, oh, I'm the Grand Dame. I'm from Surrey County. Like that's all true.
Yeah.
But also you could be like, when she said ham hocks, I'm like, just because I live in a $4 million house don't mean I'm not black.
Yeah.
You know, like something like that to be more relatable.
Or yeah.
To be like more spicy, you know?
Okay. Agreed. And then I just thought Mary's is like had so much potential.
It started and, off like, good though.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm
because she had called us and she was like, oh, you know, I forgot. How did she start it? But it was like interesting at first because she was like, okay, you know, she was like, she's a sinner, right? Like that was funny.
Yeah.
And then her answer just didn't make sense with, like,
no.
How would it taste? You know, like, you still gotta answer somewhat, like, relatively to, like, the question, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how does it taste? The devil! Like, what? Tastes like the devil? What? Tastes like...
Devil legs.
Tastes like profanity and sin.
She should have said, Jesus, like, God's cock or something.
I would have said, like, tastes like Sodom and Gomorrah.
I don't get that.
Salty.
Sodom and Gomorrah was the city that got destroyed by God because they were gay.
Yeah. They got turned to salt. That's how the Red Sea... That's how, like, Christians believe the Dead Sea formed. They were, like, on the edge of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so they rained down all this, like, fire and brimstone. That's why the sea's so salty. It's Christians. Nothing makes sense.
Christianity is just like, just think about like...
their drama. They love the extraness of it.
That is so...
Just think about, like, the Vampire Diaries, but, like, Christianity.
Oh my God, what if, like, has anyone, like swam in the Dead Sea? Like, is that...
All the time, people float in it.
Oh, you can float in it, but, like, has so anyone, like, gone down to, like... What if there is a lost city of gays?
Don't they use the... Is that the... That's not the Mediterranean. It's the Dead Sea where they have, like, the mud that has, like, the healing properties?
Healing properties.
Oh, the gays are just healing as well.
Gays turn... That's why we have such good skin. Well...
You know what they say? Black don't crack unless you're using it, and white, if left in the sun without SPF, will curdle.
Why'd you point at me? I don't wait.
You look it. I'm just kidding.
Mika very skinny.
You don't... Latina, you don't look white, but you do look like, you remember Monsters, Inc.? Randall's Minion?
Randall's Minion. Oh, yeah.
when they put him on the machine and they took him out and sucked all the color out of his skin, he was like...
Stop.
If we could insert a picture, y'all would be dying right now.
Oh my God.
Bitch, if you're comparing people to cartoon characters, bitch, with this fucking red wig, you look like Fiona right now.
Before or after the transformation?
Oh my God.
Bitch, before. Wait.
I was gonna say, and if I'm Fiona, then you'd be the cross-dressing werewolf. In the nightgown and bonnet and glasses.
Wait, no, that's... She's that. Can I be, like, ugly stepsister?
I've kind of told that the voice of, like, it was a funny read, but it kind of haunted me. Someone's like, yeah, when you're in drag, you kind of sound like Lois Griffin. And I'm
like, said Peter.
It's like nasally and like scratchy. No, and I'm like, honestly, oh my God.
Yeah, I can see it.
Whatever.
I can hear it. That's all I will hear.
So can everyone on this podcast. Ugh. All right, well, let's get into the second.
All right. Super size.
Super. I thought this group was funnier and more memorable.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rocket scientist. Bryce is here.
I love his nipples.
Our next contestant is from Israel with love. Asif is here. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Asif is fine.
Uh-huh.
He really is.
Yeah. Speaking of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Love that. Let's meet our celebrity.
Just Sodom.
Well, actually, that would make sense because it's in Palestine, not Israel. Legend. So.
Joan Rivers is here.
Johnny, we have missed you so much.
Okay, she looked just like Joan.
Yes.
I
thought she had the look down, but she wasn't. She had the look down better than Jimbo's version.
Yeah.
But she wasn't quite as funny as Jimbo, but she was still really good.
Also, I love Sasha Jan Crouch because she's like painted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I like that she had the rosary around her wrist.
Mm-hmm. Love the hair.
She has been serving face for centuries. It's the Mona Lisa.
It was good. It's me, your girl, the Mona Lisa. So happy to be here today.
Can you flash me that Mona Lisa smile?
I thought that was so
funny.
She did a good job. She did what Selena should have done. Like, trusted her character. And, like, she definitely trusted her character and it paid off.
You're so pretty. It's like looking in a mirror.
Oh, you're so kind. All right, up next.
She was too tame for Trish. Like, the way she was dressed.
Ira Paul, that's not barbecue. You smell it. It's me.
I kind of liked her character.
I did too. Mom. I thought it was very underrated.
Put your hands together for Miley Cyrus.
I think she and Lucy were the two best in this group.
It was a...
she gives me very...
Nobody talked about how funny that was. Sasha is Jan Crouch. Like, Miley starts bombing. Spice's Miley starts bombing, and she's just waving the rosary over her.
It's just some coconut water, you know, just putting it in there into this cup.
Okay, Bratman Rock is like one of the only. No, I follow a couple, like, YouTuber people, but he's like one of the OGs that I like continuously follow. And like,
I've never heard of him.
Shut the fuck up.
You ever heard of Terry Joe, bitch?
So, yeah, but. Okay, whatever.
Icons versus icons. My God.
But, like, he did Bratman so, like, dirty. Like, I don't know. Bratman is such high energy, and he's, like, I don't know. Kind of like the other one. What's her name? Hiatus?
We stand in the circle,
Tasha?
And we oil up.
What's her name?
Trish Space?
Trisha. Tasha. Edit this out.
Let's start with Miley Cyrus. Miley changed.
Well, you know what they say, real? I got the best of both worlds.
Yes. What say you, Miley?
Well, I wrote down my handy dandy foam finger.
Okay, yeah. Miley, that was not a match for Bryce over there. And let's move on down to the queen of comedy, Joan Rivers. Now, Joan, we know you as Joan Rivers. What's your middle name?
That bitch. Oh, my parents hated me. They used to encourage me to take candy from strangers. Oh, if it's not going to be a match, but I said they work out with each other. Because those bodies don't come easy. Now, the Super Jew didn't tell you this, but he also won the Biggest Loser. I don't want to say that he was fat, but I saw him put mayonnaise on an aspirin.
Did she call him a super?
Tan mom. Hi, Tan
yes.
mom.
Yes. Ira Paul.
Oh my goodness, your tan looks great.
Thank you. So does yours.
Thank you. Now, Tan mom, we are looking for oiling each other up. What say you?
Rapal, I'm going to be honest. The pale white color of these cards almost set me off.
This is so good.
Yeah. I had to fix it for you.
Yeah. Oh my god, okay. That looks like Joan's tampon.
Can
step.
You let me finish?
Oh. Okay.
So I'm gonna say tan.
They tan each other. With an oil-based tan?
No.
No. Okay.
Amethyst, I was really worried about her, but yeah. She's kind of pulling through.
Yes.
She's definitely showing that she is a comedy queen.
Definitely.
Okay, let's hear it.
You're my mother, I'm your bitch, and together we're the mother... Beach.
Oh.
And so I wrote down, they're gonna be singing to each other.
Beach. Oh. Let's move on down to the Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, what'd you say?
You know, they say a picture speaks. What is that saying? Like, a picture
worth a thousand words, asshole.
Did you? Okay, I know you grew up sheltered, but did you watch? Did you guys ever watch the
Fashion Police? With
Fashion Police.
I did.
No, you need to get like watch it. Like she, Joan was so iconic in it.
Wait, yes, I have. I watched a TikTok of it.
Mm.
Some of them are interesting.
It was so good. Like, she is funny. That's the kind of humor I grew up with. Her and Chelsea lately.
Don't just warm your nuts. They blank your bag. Let's say you.
They tickle your bag.
They tickle your bags. Mm. Let's start with Joan Rivers. You've flown for years. You've flown.
Oh, many, many years. And it's been awful every time. The only thing that's worse than flying is sex with my ex-husband. I would say, Edgar, what part of me do you find sexiest? He'd say, I'd rather not find you at all. I'd say, Edgar, what's your favorite position? He'd say, the neighbor's house.
Oh, my God.
So now we're looking for tickle your bags.
God, I miss on TV.
Come on, Ass. We'll just edit it so it'll pop back in. So let's edit all this.
Period.
Period. Selling the boots down house.
Vitamin C. I need that. Do you work tomorrow? Honey?
I don't. I'm off. But I have a show tomorrow.
That this is it?
Mm-hmm.
Miley's foam finger. I just wanted to make fun of the dumb bitch in the front.
I know you want some business down. Why is the white girl twerking? They say I'm problematic, she's problematic. Someone cancel her.
You know what? You can shut it, Jesus jugs.
Okay.
Brought up her lip syncer. Never was. When you got something on your
don't
face.
Don't touch me.
Oh, okay.
The level of unprofessionalism? Far too much.
Let's move on down to Trisha.
I just went down Gina.
At least
because, you know, we have a really
Spice knew she's bombing, so she just went to full bomb territory. Jesus. Why?
You are my best friend.
My sugar really did it.
Alright, let's go to
she's
our
just kind of
next
awkward.
This one is for Bryce.
I thought Miley Cyrus took a DNA
test.
Okay.
He's 100% blank.
Glitter!
Glitter! Let's go to Jan Crouch. We are looking for glitter.
I do know her.
I just love that pan. You just see the hammer in the corner just going up and down.
Oh, she really does know Ross. All right, let's go on down to Miley Cyrus because we have to.
Oh my God.
Miley, what did you say? What'd you say, Miley?
I'm sorry, Rue. It just tastes so good. Just like my mom's home cooking. You know, we're country, but we're not like that country where we're like my cousin and stuff like that.
When I tell you, I would have screamed.
I would have started laughing so hard.
You would have heard was.
Okay.
If she was going to leave it.
Mom, what do you say?
The name Matthews. Rings a bell?
Yeah.
I hooked up with a Jimmy Matthews in the back of a Long John Silver's once, so I think he's 100% my son?
Let's move on down to Bretman.
Bro, I wrote down, wala akong pake, kung anong gagawin nila, mag-crush man sila, wala akong pake sa kanila. It's a match, bitch!
Judges say no, that is not a match. We actually have some Filipinos in the judges' booth. Yes.
Hindi tumatawa si RuPaul. It's over. It's over.
Well, that's our show. That means the winner.
They ended on that note. That's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's real.
So, out of that, top two for me were Amethyst and
Lucy,
with Sasha doing well. Sasha and Jax doing well.
I feel like they cut out Sasha's like talking points, and I feel like the reason why Amethyst got kind of more like shine is because she was in between the twins, and that was chaotic in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also felt like even though she didn't have much, even though she didn't have many like interactions, I felt like Jax's Mona Lisa was actually very good.
Yeah, I think the answers that she gave were
good.
Funny. I think Aura did great.
Maybe it's because y'all have the same wig on.
Stop!
Stop!
This is my real hair, bitch. Pull it. It's, she ain't losing her wig tonight.
But she is losing her hairline.
I'm
just kidding.
Do you want to see it?
Fading away.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
This hairline goes again.
And again.
Every time I put on my wig, I duct tape my head.
I'm just kidding. You look like a very healthy Demi Lovato.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Stop. You're sick and twisted. I hate that.
Demi Lovato. Y'all gotta keep that in the episode.
Demi Lovato, if you were listening.
She puts a ban on you performing her music.
I already don't. just kidding. If you're listening, Demi, I do love you. I love Camp Rock. And...
She's good.
I like her music, okay? I haven't listened to the last two albums.
You are telling on yourself.
I like her music. But, I've heard her both two listened to albums.
Her older stuff is good. I do.
Name
three Demi Lovato songs that are her older things.
Confidence. Day I first met you, you told me we never fall in love again. And Cold Stone. What's that song called?
Stone Cold? That Cold Stone Creamery.
It's a fat bitch always talks about food, okay?
What is it? Give Your Heart a Break.
Give Your Heart a Break. I used to sing that all the time when I was younger, much younger. Yeah. And I still eat McDonald's. La La Land Machine.
What? She was not La La Land.
La La Land Machine. In the La La Land.
No, that's Emma Stone in La La Land.
Yeah. Machine. I would go home on the singing in the group challenge, in the live singing challenge. if I didn't go home first.
you should do Demi Lovato. People are like, she has to look down, but that's not giving Demi at all. This poor girl has no idea who she is. Wait.
What did this just turn into? Roast me.
More Demi Lovato. Oh my god. That joke had so many layers.
For real. It did. Girl. I would say that Demi Lovato impersonation hit rock bottom, but she already smoked it.
She's sober, isn't she?
California sober.
I died a local queen.
It's funny because it might happen.
Might happen?
No, I'm just kidding. She's like, I'm gonna shoot her after the season's over. It's gonna happen.
Just pow.
She said boom boom.